Go ahead, guys.
Had your thoughts on the game?
Well, first of all, I thought it was a great college game if you like basketball. I mean, it seemed like at points there was nobody missing. I think at the end of the first half, they shot 70%. We shot like 68 or something. So, and I think both teams get after you pretty good defensively. They're known for it, and I think we do a pretty good job with it. So there was a lot of that. I thought that in the second half, though, we had a couple guys like Justin Castleberry. I thought Darren played strong, and Steven. That really was able to allow us in the second half at least to stay there, because we played two guys with four fouls, Chris and Abe. And if we could get to that 4-minute mark or 5-minute mark and be there, that's what we needed to do. And I thought, again, it was a game of possessions coming down the road, and it could have been anybody's.
How key is it for you guys having a history of winning close games, and they've struggled in close games?
Well, I don't know. I certainly got to think about our program, and I feel like, hey, Kelly, I really think, like, with our program that, we have been able to execute and do some good things. We've done that over the years. At the same time, American has played everybody tough. They've played them close. I'm sure they've won their share of close games. And I think with the kids that are veterans for them, again, it was maturation. It could be us standing here and them talking to you. So I think both teams went at it, and they do a good job of that, too.
Talk a little about John Griffin's performance at the end of the game.
John's just a gutsy Philadelphia Catholic League kid who he's not gonna go out and beat anybody out there from baseline to baseline in a foot race. It's just not gonna happen. But put a ball in his hand and put the lights on and put the score up there, he finds a way of getting things done. And he's so competitive that he'll step up there and, you know, almost to the point where, you know, you got to watch him, because he is not afraid to do anything out there in the court. And he made big shots. He's made big free throws for us, and he wants the ball in his hands. And what Chris just said, I think our team is like that. I really believe our kids really want the ball in their hands. I mean, even, you know, two big free throws by Darren Mastrocola. I know people that are, you guys that are with us all the time, you're going like, why do you call a foul on him now? You know, in that situation, it was almost like the ref knew who our free throw shooters were. And then he goes up there and he drains two of them. So there could have been two bigger free throws. So we were very, very, very happy.
End of the game, Tyree's rebounds. You had a lot of trouble on the defensive glass. They were getting a lot of second chances, third chances. But not only a big rebound, but talk about the heady play he made getting it to Griffin's hands real quick.
Yeah, I think they're very quick. I think they're very athletic. And when they shoot the ball, your shooters usually know where the ball's going, and they do a great job of getting to the ball when they miss. And I think a kid like Steven, who's young, he gave up a couple of them early in the game, but there late in the game, he really held his ground, and when he contested, he was able to get it. I'm not sure he gave it to Griff or Griff took it out of his hands, but whatever way, I just said that to our radio guy, whatever way, it was a great play by the kids, because Griff ended up going up shooting free throws, and he didn't foul Steven right away.
How important was it to come out shooting as well as you did with Vygotsky and Griffin and Castleberry hitting the threes?
Oh, well, I mean, it was huge, because the way they came out and the way they shot the basketball, if we hadn't matched a little bit early, you know, it might have been lights out because of the way they were executing their offense and going. Plus the fact that it looked like they came out and were really determined to take away our inside game with Darren and Chris. And so that gave you a little bit of room on the perimeter. But it was great for us to shoot. I thought we shot it well today shooting around down here. And, you know, I like the place as far as playing down here. I think it's a good place to shoot. The rims are soft. We tried to talk our kids into that today. But they really did shoot the ball well.
Castleberry and Griffin both said that if there was one thing you didn't do well on offense, it was you didn't feed the inside enough. Do you think that was right?
Well, I think it was absolutely right. I also, though, think it was a lot of American have to do with it. They're very quick on the perimeter. And when Mercer or Ingram's up on you or Lakavicius, they're really hard to see because they pressure the quarterback just like we try to do. But they're a little quicker at it than us, and they're a little bigger and stronger in some of those spots. And we could see the looks from the bench, but I don't think the kids could out there on the floor. So American did a great job of taking away our passing lanes.
Ingram had a really good first half against you, and he's always struggled against, you know, being defended by Charles Lee in the past. What adjustments did you make that were so successful in the second half?
Well, again, it's never one thing. I mean, it could have been, you know, we ran a lot of people at him and everything. But the one thing I would say in the last, start the second half, and then in the last 4 minutes, we did put a badness in. We tried to start it by playing it Mercer out front and trying to take away their head. And what was happening, they were killing us on the backside. So the second half, we just decided we're going to put Griff out front on Mercer, and if he beats us off of penetration. And second half, he got a lot of penetration, but we felt we could be pretty big on him on the backside. But the one guy we had to stop trying to beat us was Ingram.
Why is it two games now where you haven't had Donald Brown yet? What does it look like there's a noticeable absence on the court in critical situations, even though
And you know, it's a great compliment to our kids and our program, and I'm very happy about that, that we could come down to American and win a game like this. But you know, at the same time, he changes a lot of different things that you do. We're just a little different team right now. And that's fine with me, because you can play with the two big kids, and as long as we can guard the perimeter. The one place that was very noticeable, and you guys saw it, was that people are attacking us in the corners, and that's the place where he's so good at closing out that we really now have two big guys in the back line as opposed to four guards, and that really causes Chris and Darren, I'm sure they're going to sleep well tonight, because they chase those suckers to the corner all night long.
Working out better the second time around, having the two big guys on the floor, doesn't seem to be as much, I would say, clutter.
When you say second time around?
Like Darren started for seven and then Devin.
Yeah, but the difference is you know, Jason and Justin are still perimeter players. You're still not playing with Donald in the three spot. You know, so that's what really jams us up a lot. And now, with the way Donald was playing, though, we were doing that more and more because we were more comfortable with it. But it still is a point where we still need that third handler out there that can stretch the defense, or else people just jam us. And, you know, Abe's not always, you know, always looks to score, so you either have to have John or somebody. That's why Justin's been so big for us. And as Steven matures here and gets a game, a perimeter game, he's going to be dynamite. I told you he could play.
Yeah,